Hope you enjoyed my making it spooktacular
with Bella
and Daria
on
Second Breakfast. And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio.
Have a good Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween. I hope everyone gets their favorite candy. Just recently discovered the 100 grand bar. It's really good.
It's really good.
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little broad dog.
Have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Music on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today, more than any other day, it is a scary, spooky, shivery, creepy time over here at Yip Jump Music. We are ringing in Mischief Night, or Halloween Eve, not to be confused with All Hallows Eve, but the actual day and night before Halloween. What kind of mischief are you getting up to? I myself will be at work. But now don't tell him, because I don't think he listens to the show. But I will be pranking my boss tomorrow, and he has no idea, everybody. So the mischief will be real tonight, folks. After he goes home, the cat's away, the mice will play. And the mice will literally play because we have a very realistic-looking fake rat that will be going into his office. Without further ado, we're going to get into the scary tunes the next hour. And we're going to start off strong with Nina Simone. Please enjoy.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. Can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it, cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Show up
the Goo Goo Mouth.
Thank you. the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of the night. Take a journey to the bright midnight. End of the night. End of the night. Realms of bliss, realms of light. Summer bond is sweet delight. Summer. Thank you.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
WMFO with a little midway PSA for you all. This was sitting on the desk, so I'm assuming that it was also read the last hour, but it looks like a hoot, so I'm gonna read it again. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill, but if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters. Store trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/mfsnc. This message is a public service announcement of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you. Doesn't say that this, just says public service. I guess it's both. It's both an announcement and the service itself. I hope you have been enjoying the past half hour of Frights and Delights here on Yup Jump Music on WMFO. Starting off quite scary, quite dark. Particularly I'm thinking of that Shoo Shoo Dance of the Dream Man off of the record. Plays the music of Twin Peaks by Shoo Shoo, in which they play the music of Twin Peaks. Quite scary, quite excellent. Followed up by almost equally scary, maybe not intentionally, End of the Night by The Doors. Self-titled record, very scary record, underratedly scary. There's nothing really about Halloween or witches or goblins on there, but it still maintains an air of scariness. And the rest, you know, and you love. what we just heard was The Great Pumpkin Waltz from Vince Guaraldi. And that is really the song of the season, is it not? Because the real meaning of Halloween is tomorrow night, the Great Pumpkin will rise out of the pumpkin patch and spread joy and give gifts to all the good children of the world. So I personally will be looking forward to that. I, you know, asked the Great Pumpkin for some really big gets this year. So, you know, I'd be happy with just one, but, you know, if all of them came through, that would be amazing. But no pressure. Well, it's 10:30, exactly, on the dot, and I feel like I don't need to say anything else, especially not to preface this next song. I love this artist, love this song, and if you love good TV, you know what song this, you know what show this song is the theme for. So, I'm not gonna dilly-dally. This is Norma Tanega, and the song is You're Dead.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. Stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Never talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone. Long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down. You're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
Coming out of my mouth, I'm at Bubba was my name when I lived in the stars. Yes, Bubba was a planet that once lived Mars. I got the voices of many in my throat, the teeth of a frog and the tail of a goat. I'm Exuma, I'm the earth, yeah, man. Hey, na 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 na. When I got my big hat on my head, you know that I can raise the day. And when I've got my stick in my hand, you know that I.
If you got a woman and she ain't happy, come see me for come out of me. Take that come out of me and you make her come see.
And she will love you all the time. And when she got to running, got a train on a track. You take some power and you make some pop. That's gonna give you a sweat in your back. I'm Exuma, I'm the other hope, yeah. Na 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 na. Hey, hey. I stay with Sharon, sing at night. I walk with Pugamana, the Hippolyte. Oh bear, oh bear, oh bear, oh bear's in me. I drank the water from the fiery sea. I'm in so creatures of the earth, they see a man. I'm Exuma, I'm the European man. I'm Exuma.
We'll be right back. of your mind. In the sense and temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Sha-la-la, sha-la-la. A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream if I try. I remember that you said goodbye. It's too bad all these things can only happen in my
gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor.
I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Got mutilated late last night. It's really difficult to explain how intricate and well thought out a song like Werewolves of London by the Born Zevon must be. He must have been so proud to paint that picture. And it just rolls off the tongue so beautifully. Werewolves of London, again. Wow. A song that I've listened to quite a lot in the past few weeks. A little goof 'em up, my song order got askewed and I had to re-skew it, but I think we all made it out. Between Incense and Peppermints and Dear Prudence from Susie and the Banshees and In Dreams by Roy Orbison. A very special shout out to the song Exuma the Obeah Man by Exuma, which is one of my favorite songs in general, but specifically in the Halloween season. It was one of those moments when you're watching a movie in a movie theater and you hear a song and you know that no one else probably knows the song, but you know the song and you feel really proud of yourself. So that's how I felt watching the film Nope from Jordan Peele, and that song plays in a very pivotal scene on vinyl, no less, playing on vinyl. That's been the scary hour. Scary Hour, the Skeleton Hour, here on Yip Jump Music on 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't have that much else to say, but have a happy Halloween. Have a happy mischief night. I'm not going to restate the alleged mischief that I may or may not be involved in later this evening, but I will let you know how successful it was, because I feel like it's going to be quite the scene. And that'll be next week when we return in November, turning over a new leaf in a new month. And this next song, this bed music is running out of time. Not a very long song. This next song is a little bit different from our usual closer, one could say, but I think you just need to listen to this song. And it's historically very relevant. This means a lot to me when I learned this, that this song, for real, this is not Jingle Bells, where there's a lot of controversy surrounding the origins of the writing. But this song was for real, in real life, written in Somerville, Massachusetts, by Bobby Pickett. And I believe he was 24 years old, which is how old I am. Which it's kind of like looking at Michelangelo or something, you know, crafting a beautiful sculpture, you know, when he was apprentice in his early 20s. And you're like, some people just really, they got in early and then they got out, you know? That's how I feel about this man, this artist, and this song. Because it's Halloween and I gotta play the Monster Mash.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can
monster mash.